episode of the Warranty of Property podcast. And today we're going to be talking about various different things. We're going to be looking back at the last podcast, which was done in May, which seems a very long time ago now. We've gone through the summer in Spain and now we're into the autumn. The weather has broken, at least here in Valencia. We have beautiful days interspersed with that Valencian rain which comes along called the Gota Fria, where we get really, really heavy downpours. We're not getting the 4 days of downpours that we've often had before, but, you know, we get downpours anyway. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, a few things. We're going to return to my particular bugbear at the moment about banks in Spain. We'll talk about my blog post about my conspiracy theory about the banks in Spain and see how we can back it up. We're going to talk about social media in Spain and how to sell a property using a YouTube video, and also how to get people on board using Twitter. And we're also going to talk about the help that's available for you when buying a property in Spain or when you're moving to Spain, whether that be through help directly through people that are here or help indirectly through products that you can actually get hold of, which will give you a good start before you even think of coming over to Spain. So firstly, banks in Spain, my conspiracy theory, see what you think. Over the last 2 months, the 2 months of the summer, I've been working and I've managed to actually do four deals, four property sales. There are a lot more people coming over than before and people are ready to buy. Every single one of those four sales got knocked back by the banks. They said no on the financing. And we're not looking at people who, are serious risks here. We're looking at people who had a good amount of money to put down and weren't asking for, 100% mortgages or anything like that. They were asking for about 50, 60 in some cases. And they've been turned down by the banks for whatever reason. So anyway, four cases have gone down. Now, one of the things that I've noticed living in Spain for a very long time is that things are not what they seem in many cases. And I've just come up with a conspiracy theory for this. I just think Spain is different. The old tourist attraction thing, Spain is different from the 1960s, 70s, still works. Anything that just seems normal in Spain can have loads and millions of tentacle subplots underneath you. You can read this in my blog post. But the question I want to put is, what are the banks actually doing? Now, Spanish banks on a macro level look actually quite safe. Santander and BBVA, for example, are buying other banks in the UK, in the States and other places, and they're insisting that they're very well capitalised. But there's something definitely going on, so I'm going to make some suppositions here. So I've had these people turned down for financing because apparently the banks are turning everybody down for mortgages. Whether you've got a good credit history, whether you've got a huge income, whether you've got a small percentage of the loan to value that you're looking. One of my most recent deals meant that the people actually buying got €90,000 from the bank. In order to do that, they had to put in €70,000 into the bank, which was €30,000 which they can't touch for 5 years and €40,000 which they could use as and when they did the work on the house. But they had to pay the builder beforehand and then claim it back. It turns out that on the sale, when they actually bought it, two of the three people who sold them the property put their cheques for £33,000 each or whatever into the same bank. So to lend £90,000, the bank actually raked in £143,000. Great deal for the banks if you can get it. Therefore, we're looking at what it means to actually get some money off a bank. Now, if you want to buy a property in Spain, you cannot get the old 80 to 100% deals on the mortgages. To qualify for getting a mortgage, you need to be a resident. Non-residents can get lower amounts. You need to be able to prove you can pay. If you are getting a financed property from the bank, which is one of the bank's own properties, they will go up to 100%. They will go up to 100% in order to get it off their books. And if you are going for one that isn't from the banks, they will go up to, 0% seems to be the idea. They will not actually finance stuff that isn't on their own books. And this is just so that the balance sheet doesn't look terrible a year down the line, I think. Well, what they're doing is they're jam tomorrow, is the term, I think. They are putting off their problems for further down the line in the hope that everything will get better magically. And it might well do. But anyway, the estate agents in Spain are going absolutely spare with the banks. I know one case, for example, which was down in Alicante. And the estate agent took the bank round, took the person round to the bank to actually get a property to finance it. And the bank said, no, we will not finance you, but we will finance you more money for a property on the same development that's one of ours. And they walked out with the, without the estate agent getting any commission, and the bank sold directly to the client and financed the client. Now, you can see why estate agents aren't happy, because banks have become their competition. Now, most chains of estate agencies have gone bust or have reduced their network of offices massively. And most developers have gone bust or sidetracked the businesses and they're doing something else. The banks now are holding the baby of those developers who have gone bust because they financed them in the first place. Now, if the bank financed the developer close to 100%, they've got a problem. But if they financed the developer, let's say, for €200,000 and the property at the moment would be valued at around 150, they've definitely got a problem. But the banks would prefer to accept 150 and finance the person that 150 so that the problem comes out in the wash over the next 25, 30 years rather than actually having that liability on the books. It's estimated by the end of the year, it could be that the non-performing loan portfolios in the banks, i.e. people who are not paying their mortgages, in certain banks could be between 8 and 10%, and that is horrendous. Bit by bit, the banks hope to get rid of their stock of properties by giving these mortgages out to people on properties they've already repossessed. If they do that, that means you can still buy a property in Spain and get good finance on it. However, it doesn't help people who are selling. Now, when you look at the properties on our website, for example, you have various options. You have ones that are from banks and you have ones that are from people who got a mortgage. You also have ones from people who haven't got a mortgage. They're more difficult to sell because the banks won't finance a lot of money. So when you get in touch with us at Valencia Property or Houses for Sale in Spain, make sure you tell us exactly what your situation is as regards what you need and what you want. It's the best way to find a good deal anyway, because I can say, okay, well, we're going to be able to get this property around this price, and it'd be quite useful for you to get it because this bank will be able to give you a percentage mortgage on it, whereas this property you're not going to be able to buy because the bank won't finance it for you. So just a thought when you're thinking of buying, it's more than just the property you like, it's what you can actually get financed. So how do you get financed? Well, let's give you a case study. This is an interesting case study that happened this summer, and it gives you an idea of two things. It gives you an idea of social media and how you can use it, and in this case we're going to talk about YouTube, and it also gives you a case of, well, this is how finance works. Now, what happened over the summer is I had some clients who came over and they had some money to put down on a property. They had about half the money to put down. And they decided to go for a property in the centre of Valencia with a terrace and that, which I found for them in 2 hours. Yeah? 2 hours from the point when they told me, look, we're interested in another property with another agent. I said, okay, right, let me find you one. And I went out and I found them the perfect property. Said to them, stop, drop everything, don't buy that property. Here's one that's perfect for you. I'll send you the photos this evening. And they said, okay, let's have a look. Sent them the photos, they really loved it, etc. Great. Right, we want to put a deposit down, get the contract together, get the lawyer in place. Okay, so I did that. Just before the weekend, on the Thursday evening, one of the clients rang up and said, look, we're a bit worried because it's in the Carmen part of town in Valencia. So what's the nightlife like? I mean, is it too loud? I said, we'll come over at the weekend. I said, don't come over at the weekend. It's going to cost you a fortune, a very short-term flight. One day before, it's going to cost you an absolute fortune. I'll make you a video. So I made a video, which you can see on YouTube on the Valprop channel, which says, look, here's the road. Here it's 12 o'clock at night. Here's the traffic going down. There's very little, etc. And put it up on YouTube on the Sunday morning, and they were very happy. And said, yeah, let's go ahead with the purchase. So a few days later, they actually did manage to get a relatively cheap flight out and signed for the deposit for the property. Now, there should have been no problem because they were pre-approved for a mortgage from the English bank. Then when the valuation came in, the English bank actually refused them the mortgage because they said that the valuation was... It didn't give enough to have a minimum of 100,000 euros. The 100,000 euros is the minimum amount that that particular bank gives. So the deal was in danger. Within 5 days, I think it was, I had three offers on mortgages, in principle offers, as long as the paperwork was okay. And one of them has now been sorted, and that's going to actually go through and be a sale. But what I wanted to point out here is the use of new media and the use of social media in order to help sell a property. Now, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, yeah? And I spend a lot of time on Twitter because I actually pick up clients on Twitter, and I also help a lot of people on Twitter. And it works really well for creating relationships. Now, if you don't know what Twitter is, go to the housesforsaleinspain.net website and have a look, do a search at the top for Twitter, and you'll find quite a few posts about what it is. If you do know what it is, well, are you using it? Go and have a look at Greyhunt, that's me, G-R-A-H-U-N-T, on Twitter, or Valprop, which is more business-orientated and has a bit more news about the houses for sale and things. But generally, most of my stuff goes on Greyhunt, and it tells you about what's going on there. I put links to my blogs, I put links to the videos that I make, and I put links even to things like this podcast. People get in touch, people consume in different ways. Lots of people like podcasts, lots of people like videos, lots of people like reading blog posts. Lots of people just like a bit of audio on the website. So I change things around so that people can consume what they want to know, the information they want to know, in various different ways. Now, since I started doing this website, Houses for Sale in Spain, about 7 months ago now, the number of visits we've had has increased markedly compared with the fixed website, which is Valencia Property, which wasn't attracting the same number of visits that we would like. And the reason is simple. That's a database-driven site, and Houses for Sale in Spain is a blog-driven site, and a blog is much more dynamic. Now, we're getting three times as many visits to the blog that we do to the main site, but the blog drives traffic towards the main site as well. So if the blog wasn't there, maybe the main site would be getting a lot fewer visits. But what it's doing, allied to the autoresponder, which goes in place and keeps people informed of all the information that they need for buying a property in Spain and other aspects of Spain, what it does is it keeps people informed all the time. It keeps them in touch with what's happening. It keeps them keen on buying the property in Spain. Now, if you can create fans, if you like, as they call it on Facebook, if you can create areas where people can consume your content, they will always be more likely to look at a property with you as an estate agent than they will from another estate agent who's never been in touch apart from to show them property, and that's it. Some people are not like that. Some people just want to get straight to the point in that, but most people want information, and the more information you can give them, the better. Now, the case study showed how using social media you can actually sell a property. I hope to do that again and again and again. If you are into social media, get in touch. Contact me on Twitter. Contact me through Facebook. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to the blog pages that we have, the Houses for Sale in Spain, the valenciacomment.blogspot.com, and various others, and make comments and ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more content I can put up, really. I like actually answering people's questions. I consider myself a bit of a know-all. Some people who know me say, yes, I am, definitely. And if I can't help you, I certainly know somebody who might be able to. And that's great, because the best thing is information. The more information you have, the less likely you are to make a mistake when you're purchasing or renting a property in Spain, or even finding out which part of Spain you want to move to. Last part of today, how to get help when you're coming over to Spain. Now, on the Houses for Sale in Spain.net website, that's houses-for-sale-in-spain.net website, I've put up a sticky post at the top which helps you to navigate around the site. It tells you where everything is. I think I point in the right direction of most of it because it's a video post. And the video shows you where you need to go on the site to get help. Now, one of the things that I've pointed out is that in the widget column on the right-hand side, as you look at it, left-hand side, as I look at it on the video, you've got a few products there. There are products that will help you getting a NIE number. There are products that will help you settling down in Spain. And the products that will help you do a lot of other things in Spain. Eventually, I might actually get round to having my product on there as well, which is going to be the 16 interviews that I've done with people who've had success in Spain in order to give you a flying start when you actually come to Spain. Now, I'm not going to say that you should go out and buy all these products. Well, yes, I am. I'm going to say you should go out and buy all these products if you are coming to Spain to live. Why? Simply put, they'll save you thousands. They'll save you time, they'll save you a lot of money, and they'll give you an idea and a roadmap of where you need to go. Now, also, help when you come to Spain. Now, I've set up a Twitter account which is called Spain Help, and whenever people who are in my circle of contacts on Twitter and Facebook and various other places need help, I tweet it out, and if anyone can help, they get some help. So over the last couple of days, we've been trying to help somebody in Holland who's had his bike stolen, and he's doing a charity bike ride. And currently, at the moment, I'm just trying to help out somebody who's coming into Valencia this evening who's doing a charity car drive from Marbella to the Arctic into, say, at Marbella. So, you know, things like that get put up there. But really, the most important part about this is finding your way around the website and finding your way around the web and then finding your way around Spain. You don't want to make a mistake when you come over to Spain. You don't want to go to live in a place that is hell on earth for you. And remember, not everywhere is hell on earth for everyone. For example, you might think that living in a city is hell on earth because you're a real country person at heart, or vice versa. You might think that living in expatshire, as my friend at This Is Spain says, is horrible. But some people really want to be surrounded by people from their own country and other foreigners rather than been in the real Spain. And over the last few weeks, I've actually written a couple of posts about the real Spain and what it is, about what it's like living in expatshire in the coastal areas and various other things. Just keep searching through the site. Use the search button at the top of the page. It is pointed out on the video. Use the search button, and there's loads and loads of information about so many different things. This site is probably got the wrong. It's probably got the wrong name. It shouldn't be called Houses for Sale in Spain. It should be called Lifestyle Spain, or Living in Spain, or Moving to Spain, or something like that. Because there's just so much information there. Don't waste it. Go and have a look. And if you need any help with anything, get in touch. If I can't help you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I can't help you, I know somebody who will be able to help you. So how can you get in touch with me? Well, there are various ways of getting in touch with me. I mentioned before, Twitter. If you go to Twitter, my Twitter handle, if you like, is Grahunt. That's Grahunt. Or you can get in touch through Valprop, Valprop. If you want to send an email, you send it to Grahunt, again, Grahunt, at gmail.com. That's Grahunt at gmail.com. You could also send it to info@valencia-property.com. Send it to both, just in case. You can also phone me on Skype, Graham VP, that's Graham VP.